Hello, and welcome to Lapiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at Lapiana Consulting, and today with me is Joe DeBolt, another Senior Manager at the firm who's worked extensively with organizations going through some sort of strategic restructuring process, by which we mean a merger or other form of organizational partnership. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Heather.
One of the questions many of us are often asked when conducting workshops or doing presentations on strategic restructuring is, how do we identify and approach a potential partner? What advice do you give in that situation?
Well, I regularly suggest that a first step is to look at other organizations in your community that offer programs that are similar to yours or that work with the same constituency. For example, if you're a watershed organization, you may want to look at other nearby watershed organizations. Or if you work with homeless women, you may want to look at the organizations in your community that offer job training or healthcare services to that same population. When I talk about looking at these organizations, I mean building on what you already know. Maybe you've worked with these organizations in the past, or you see them at meetings of those in your field. Whatever the depth of your knowledge, you should look at their website, do a Google search to determine whether there's been any media coverage of their work, or whether there's been anything posted about them on a blog. Check their most recently filed 990s on GuideStar is another good activity to do, and also talk with others in your community who might know about the organization, including grantmakers. Once you have a clear idea of their business model, and by that I mean their programs and services, the geographic area they serve, constituency serve, sources of financial support, there may be several that begin to rise to the top as good prospects, but I always recommend that you don't stop there. You should think about some of the other attributes that you might want in a partner. Is their mission similar to yours? Do you complement one another? For example, maybe you have great programs but a weak financial and accounting function. In that case, you may want to find a partner with a great CFO. Another thing to look at is organizational culture. Is it similar to or very different from yours?
Or how strong is their brand compared to yours?
Exactly. There are a number of intangible features of any organization. You, your board members, and staff should talk about those features or attributes that are most important to you, and then see how many of the prospects you've identified stack up. But don't stop there. Think too about organizations that might represent a slightly out-of-the-box pairing. For example, I recently worked with a domestic violence organization that merged with an organization serving neglected and abused children. Now, this might seem like an unlikely merger because two DV organizations joining together is much more common. But the two organizations developed a very clear vision of ways that they could break the cycle of family violence. And their alignment drew tremendous support from the community, especially the family court system, which welcomed a way to deal with family violence in a more holistic way, rather than trying to patch together services from among several organizations.
So let's assume an organization has narrowed its prospects, identified what seems like a great potential partner, and is ready to contact that other organization. That can be a little tricky, I know.
It definitely can. In the discussions you've been having, you've undoubtedly begun to develop a great deal of excitement about the possibilities that exist if you're able to more closely align your programs and functions with that of the other organization. But keep in mind, you're having this discussion only within your own organization. So while you may want to make sure that you are communicating clearly about your desire to have discussions with them about ways that you can work together, you certainly don't want to create the impression, or worse yet, believe yourself, that you have everything figured out and just need them to sign up, or that you're engineering a takeover. When you begin to approach the other organization, you may want to start with a meeting between you and the other executive director. If you don't know the executive director well, you may want your board members to look at the other organization's board list to see whether there are any familiar names there. Often a meeting that includes both executive directors and both board chairs is a good starting point. Whatever you do, you'll need to allow the other organization some time to have the same internal discussions that you've had, and then be prepared to enter into a series of conversations regarding what a future together might look like. So creating a shared vision for the future, that's a great start, and then the rest of the process will unfold more smoothly.
Great, great advice. Thanks, Joe. And thanks to our listeners. For more information on strategic restructuring and to listen to other podcasts in our series, please visit www.lapiana.org.